One of the important things, and I really like for transportation professionals to think about, is that it's been proven that the angle of impact also between vehicles also influences injury severity, with the 90 degree being the most severe in terms of an intersection. And so anything that can reduce that angle of impact is a positive in terms of reducing forces. So those innovative intersections designs that I was talking about, like the median U-turn, the R-cut, the diverging diamond, and displaced left turns, all serve to reduce the angles at which those impacts can occur. They do two things. One, they limit the number of conflict points. And secondly, they also diminish the angle at which they occur. And both of those are positive. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the trifecta of safe system design, which is the roundabout. Roundabouts fit within a safe system design like hand in a glove. They simplify the situation by reducing the number of conflict points. The impact speeds are lowered because people drive through roundabouts slower than traditional intersections, and they change the angle. They have a low angle, they have a low speed, and they've got a 75% reduction in conflict points. It's basically, you get all the things in one design that's pretty simple to implement, particularly if we're just talking about a single lane roundabout. That's something that traffic engineers around the country, municipal traffic engineers in particular, have embraced, and you're seeing much more of. It's part of our, what has become our traditional toolkit, but it fits in the safe system.